Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
So we got an OPP here, other people's problems, and apparently it's kind of a big, serious deal.
Yeah.
So let's get her on the phone here. Anne?
Hi.
Yeah. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah.
Well, long story short, we have a dog that's a beautiful dog, love of our life. He's 10 years old, and I brought him to the vet, and the vet figured out that he has a tumor, had a tumor, and my only choice was to put him down, really, because it was going to cost like $3,000 for this operation, and we just can't afford this. Here I am by myself at the vet with this dog, and, you know, I left my family home, and I had to make this decision, and I chose to put him down.
Raising.
So wait a minute. Let me get this straight. You left your house with what seemed to be a healthy dog, or they thought you were leaving the house with... For a vet visit, and then you come home and say the dog is dead?
Yeah, basically. Basically. You know, I brought the dog for his wellness check, and they noticed some things and did some tests and figured out it was a tumor and, you know, suggested I have surgery, and it was going to cost like $3,000.
Right.
And,
no, I mean...
You know, we have enough bills. We have a lot of bills. And the dog was 10 years old. I mean, he's a big dog. How much longer is he going to live?
Without a doubt, like 10, I mean, I had a bigger dog that lived like 14. So, but, what can I just add? I mean, we'll get to why you're here. Was it a difficult decision for you, or was this just like a cut and dried no brainer? It's 400 to put him down and $3,000. Like, did you struggle? Where were you at when this happened?
To be honest with you, no, I didn't struggle with it, because when they told me the price of it, and I knew in my heart, absolutely not. We couldn't afford this. We can't afford this.
Right.
Now, I don't know if I did, but you know, I'm getting a lot of help from the kids. I come home and life is like horrible now. Right. You know, my husband's crying. The kids are pissed at me. It's everybody's miserable. Everybody's calling me, you know, a dog killer. Everybody's blaming this on me, and I'm trying to explain to them, you know, it's best for the dog. Why put him through the surgery? You know, I told my husband we really couldn't afford it anyway. You know,
right. I know, but you took. I'm not negating the decision you made, but you just seem like a very logical person.
Very. That's what kind of caught me off.
And that's
very businesslike.
You are. Yeah. I don't think anybody is going to say that you.
Listen, don't get me wrong. I love the dog. I did. I love the dog. But okay. You know what? You got to think logically. You know, the big fat bill, they don't look at it. The kids don't understand that. My husband should understand that.
So he's not being supportive of you either. Nobody's supporting you.
No. No, not at all. He's pissed.
But nobody.
Really pissed
and what you did wasn't wrong. I just think you could have had two things as opposed to just one or the other. Maybe you could have taken time. Like, did you have to do it right then?
Yeah, maybe let everybody say goodbye and stuff.
Yeah.
Or...
Otherwise, you would have had to take the same path you did. I'm thinking maybe just on the emotional side as the mom. Hey, this was the family.
I was trying to spare them the heartache of being involved in the decision, and saying goodbye is a very difficult thing.
Wow.
So I was trying to look at it all the way around, thinking I'm doing the best thing for my husband, us financially, for the kids, for the heartache.
And now
it backfired.
And now they've turned on you.
Dang,
Anne.
Now.
I don't.
Yeah.
I love you and your logic. I do. I'm loving where your head is at. I just thought maybe you could have had the heart part too, but I'm not here to judge.
I wouldn't expect, I would expect your husband to be like, I get it, honey.
Thanks for saving us. Thanks for taking the hit with the kids. And
but so you're alone in the house. You are a dog. Like nobody pariah. Can look at you without like,
pariah.
Hey, yeah, well, exactly. I'm like hide the fish. Everybody. Here comes mom.
Nobody's talking to me. You know, they're mumbling under their breath.
Yeah.
You know, my husband is actually staying out later at night. He's not coming home right after work.
Oh, wow.
Jesus.
I mean, it's really gotten bad. Yeah.
And so what do you want from us? What you want support?
You did the right thing. This path would have gone, you would have to do this, but okay.
I don't know. I need to know, I guess, did I do the right thing? I don't know. I mean, it's too late anyway.
It is too late.
So how do we get your family?
Because what Steve said, I think, is the right answer. The right answer would have probably been, and again, I'm not trying to be mean to you, but maybe you could have, if the dog wasn't showing any outward signs of the tumor, the dog probably had a few weeks before it got, so like you could have brought the dog home, but I get it.
You're trying to protect.
You bring the dog home and then you like, then it's going to be a decision for you. Right. It's so hard. Like in that moment, I remember when I had to make the decision to put Mojo down, picking up that phone. It's like, if I don't do it right now, I'm not going to do it. And I'm going to let him sit there and I'm going to let him slowly suffer and die. And I'm like, dude.
Right.
Got to do this. You pick up the phone, man up. I know you hate that, but it's like at that moment, I was like, I got to do this. I understand what you did.
Right, Ann.
But you robbed your kids and your husband. Robbed is the wrong word, but you did. You got to say goodbye and they didn't.
Yes, and that's why everyone's feelings are hurt. Yeah.
But
in the end, you did the
right. So what do I do now? What could I possibly say to them so they would understand? I mean, you know.
Yeah, you got to go get another dog. It's like that's not the thing to do. It's like, oh, here's a new puppy. Yay, love me again.
Yeah.
You don't.
I had him cremated. He'll be coming back home.
Oh, jeez.
And I love where your head is at.
But
your heart is hurting. We can hear that in your voice.
And
well, it is. It's sad. It's sad all the way around. And I love my family. I love my kids. I thought I was doing what was best for them. But
all right. Well, listen, why don't you hang on and we're gonna get some advice for you. I don't know that it's gonna be anything that you wanna hear, but hang right there. Don't move.
You know what? Our family dog, I just moved away and my mom is the one that got stuck having to deal with make the decisions and stuff. So I don't want to judge.
In her brain, and truthfully, if somebody could have unburdened me from having to do what I had to do for Mojo, it would have been great for me. Like she did that in her brain. She did.
I insulated my family from pain.
I saved us money. I saved you all the heartache of holding the dog and crying and.
But now you robbed us of our choice. All we had to do is say goodbye.
Oh man.
I know.
So. What I don't know what we tell Ann now. How does she win her family back over? If anybody's been through something like this where you had to be
did the dirty work. I know.
And now she might as well buy a Grim Reaper costume.
Yeah.
Because that's all the family sees her
for
as.
A while.
What should Ann do about being the dog killer of her house? Kim?
Yes.
Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah. Oh, we had a very similar thing that just happened. Our dog, I was going across country. My daughter was off at college. I didn't put the dog to sleep, but the dog ended up dying before it got to me. So my daughter wasn't able to say goodbye. The whole issue with this is closure. The reason they're upset is they didn't get closure. And so something happened with my daughter is the universe actually provided a dog that looked exactly like our dog that died. And it just showed up the very next day. So she was able to hug it and say goodbye to it and have this sort of closure.
Oh.
So my recommendation would be, what if she could try to find a dog that had a similar look, a similar feel, just so the family could say goodbye to it and hug it and have
like
this
a
closure.
Surrogate dog to say goodbye to.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's a thing?
An emotional support series.
I don't know.
Yes. I mean, Yeah, Steve and I are starting a business plan right now. It's like, you send us a picture of a dog. We've got a whole host of doppelganger dogs.
Right, you can hug them.
Yeah, oh, look, it's Mojo. Interesting.
I love it. I'm in on that.
All right. Thank you for the call. It is the closure.
It's the closure bar. So can't we do that post? Can't we still do that? Just everyone get around, share story. We got to have the dog.
You got to have the dog. I mean, sitting there and holding Mojo as he took his last breaths was a big thing. It was awful, but it was...
Do you think he kind of knew something?
Yeah.
Dang it.
Mishara?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm sure I ruined your name there, but what do you think?
So I actually just went through this about a month ago. Except for the dog actually passed away while it was at home. I was at home sleeping, and my dad... went out because he heard our dog whining, We knew that she was going to pass away, but he didn't wake me up so I could come out and be with her. So I didn't get to say goodbye. And he called me when I was at work and told me about it. And I literally went off on him, and I blew up because I lost it. Because I was just like, what? So she didn't really save her kids the heartache or her family the heartache because they didn't get to say goodbye. That's actually a really big part of the healing process. Yes, it hurts, but it hurts more the fact they didn't get to say goodbye. I understand kind of like why my dad, it didn't cross my dad's mind. This was super early in the morning, but I also, you know, it took time, but I kind of forgave him and everything. But it's hard.
But there's nothing she can do, right?
Say goodbye.
It's just time now.
There's really not. It's just time. Because that's the hard thing. They didn't get to say goodbye. They didn't get to give their last, you know, bits of love, hugging them, you know, telling them to love them and everything like that. And so now they kind of have to deal with that feeling that their pup had to pass away without them telling them, you know, they love her.
And
you know.
Forgave your dad, but you're never going to forget that. Just like this family's never going to. They're not going to trust her completely.
I wouldn't.
Dang.
I mean, it's bad. Christy.
Yep.
What do you think?
I think that Ann did the right thing because we had a 9-year-old German Shepherd that passed away on our porch just last week.
Oh my God, I'm so
Christy.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Thanks. And if I could have not gone through that, then by all means, you do what you got to do, right?
So you would have taken the pain away from your kids if you could have?
Oh, for sure. And myself. Like, seeing that was rough, you know?
Yep.
And it went fast, like, within a week of not doing good to gone.
But how does she fix it with her family? How do you convince them to see what you see? I mean...
I don't know. That's a tough one. You just have to be open and honest with them that, you know, put them in your shoes of how would you have preferred that to go down. And to have a family conversation about it, you know, if they're mad because they didn't get to say goodbye, fair enough. But life is hard, and having a pet is hard. And so having some of those things that happen, you know, that's kind of the responsibility of a pet owner, is to know that those things do happen.
Dang, Christy.
Sorry you had to go through that.
Hey, yeah, no problem. It's part of life. And so as unfortunate as the ends are,
and that's what you tell your family. Hey, everyone, shut up. It's part of life.
Yeah, Christy's call. I think we ought to end there because it's like, guess what? I saved you from having to see our dog go through a slow pit. You're welcome.
Yes.
Stop being mad
Stop
at me.
Stop crucifying me.
And thank me for what I've done for you.
Amen.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.